Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is pleasant, with sunshine brightening major cities like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Temperatures are warm, making it a great day to be outside. In Haifa, expect a light breeze, while Eilut enjoys clear skies. Here are today's headlines. First, Jerusalem Post reports from earlier this hour that Trump briefed Netanyahu on American moves in the Gulf during a phone call following renewed U.S. strikes on Iran. Netanyahu also cautioned Trump against approving the F-35 deal with Turkey. Also, JNS reports that Israel and Lebanon are now moving to the implementation phase of a U.S.-brokered framework agreement. This agreement involves pilot zones in southern Lebanon where Hezbollah forces would be removed. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew, Netanyahu and Trump had a late-night conversation focusing on Middle East developments and coordination between Israel and the United States. Separately, I-24 News reports that earlier today, Netanyahu stated at a graduation ceremony, "Had we not acted with force, Iran would have armed itself with nuclear weapons." And finally, a report from earlier today notes that Saudi Defense Minister Prince Khalid bin Salman met with Canadian Minister of National Defense David McGuinty. They discussed Saudi-Canadian relations and regional stability efforts. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, reported just minutes ago about Basij members being killed in Mashhad during Khamenei's funeral, which is currently taking place. Writing on X earlier today, Al Arabiya English shared that Saudi Defense Minister Prince Khalid bin Salman met with Canadian Minister of National Defense David McGuinty. They reviewed bilateral defense cooperation and regional developments. Mudar Zahran, a Jordanian political commentator, posted recently that the biggest enemy for Palestinians is not Israel, but Jordan's Hashemite regime. He highlights systematic discrimination against Palestinians in Jordan. Now for more on those stories, starting with the conversation between Trump and Netanyahu. The Jerusalem Post reports that their discussion covered strategic responses to Iran following renewed military action in the Gulf. This comes amid growing tensions over Iran's nuclear ambitions. The dialogue underscores the importance of U.S.-Israel coordination on regional security. Turning to the Israel-Lebanon agreement, JNS highlights that the framework focuses on reducing Hezbollah's influence in southern Lebanon. The U.S.-brokered deal aims to bolster the Lebanese armed forces' presence and facilitate peace. Successful implementation could enhance stability along Israel's northern border. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's comments at the graduation ceremony underscore Israel's firm stance on Iran's nuclear threat. As reported by I-24 News, his remarks emphasize the country's proactive defense measures. This statement reinforces Israel's commitment to preventing nuclear proliferation in the region. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that Boeing has quietly extended the range of its 777X aircraft. This update positions the aircraft for a more prominent role in long-haul travel markets, including routes relevant to Israel's aviation sector. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that NYX Professional Makeup launched a new series of lip glosses for the summer season. This release includes innovative silicone molds from Soltam, reflecting a trend towards compact and versatile beauty products. And finally, CTEC highlights Turkey's F-35 ambitions within Erdogan's NATO strategy. Progress on fighter jets could significantly enhance Turkey's military capabilities, impacting regional defense dynamics and arms exports. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.